I visited Cape Town a few months ago. I was one of the designers working with Anna Winter on a design that would be made into a dress, working with print designers in Africa. And Anna suggested to me that I go to Africa. Her team were going to Africa, so I was very excited to go. And so when I got to Africa, I decided I wanted to learn more. I met with UNAIDS, Mothers to Mothers charity, as well as Born Free Africa. And it was actually Born Free Africa that took me to Africa. And it really was life-changing. The women that I met, the children that I met, to work with the charities and see with my own eyes and my own ears the hard work that is going on from these incredible charities. I came back feeling so inspired. It empowered me, it really did. And I came back knowing that I have a responsibility and I want to do something, I want to help.
As a mother, does mother-to-child HIV transmission feel like a personal issue to you?
Absolutely. I'm a woman and I am a mother, and everybody deserves the right to health. It shouldn't be dependent on where you live or where you were born. And I want to make it possible for every woman to have a healthy child. As a mother, I do anything for my kids. And every woman has that right. And I can be their voice piece. I can speak up because they're not here. I am. So absolutely, I have a responsibility, not just because people know who I am and because for some reason people will listen to me, but because I'm a woman and I like to support women, I like to empower women, and this is the start of an incredible journey for me. I'm very much looking forward to going on more field trips, being mentored by Michelle, and learning more. I want to learn. I want to know what I can do to help.
There are five common sense steps to prevent mother-to-child transmission. How do you get those measures to be implemented?
I think first and foremost, I would say it's educating people. It's letting people know that there is treatment available. So it's education. It's also supporting these women, because when these women find out that they have HIV, they need to be supported. People are scared. People don't understand that there's medication. So I think we have to support the women, and then we have to get them the medication, and we have to make sure that they continue on the medication. And then when their child is born, the child will have to take the medication for a little while. So I think it's about educating people and definitely supporting them, because it's scary, and that's where women have to stick together. And out there they are. I mean, I'm so humbled.